Okay. Simon Ayan Aleph, Seder Alayla, Ubay Hey Se'ifim. Fine. So, Achat Filas Arvis, after Meir, Tzarof Lukvaya Eis LaTorah, like we do, Baruch Hashem. You have to spend time to learn Torah, L'Kayim, V'Gisa, V'Yom, V'Layla. V'yesh Lachash B'Layla. And we have to be Choshe at night. Im Yoichel Tchila, that if you're going to eat before you learn, Tachtafen Roshena, Mitoich Shu Yogea, sleep is gonna grab onto you because you're tired. Va'teva mevakeshes menucha, and the nature wants the rest. And you're gonna be mevatel Torah. Hence, anybody who's gone through a Friday night Suda and said he's gonna learn after the Suda, and the next thing you know, it's 2 hours later. Al kein yesh zar sheikvala es lumad kaidam achila. That's why you're supposed to learn before you eat. Achim hu roiv. If you're hungry, v'libe chalash loy achal b'yom l'sayva. You're weak because you didn't eat to the satisfaction that day, yitai miyad, then you should taste immediately, kidei liyashiv daitai, so that you should have yishuv adas, v'acharach yumad ksas, then learn a little bit, v'acharach yoichu sudasai dei tzarkai, and then after that, eat your suda, whatever you need, v'yasalum my Torah, and then go learn Torah, ish ish kafiyah sagasai, every person according to what he is capable of doing. Amar Rav Sena Zuchon L'Vracha, la'ivra laila night was only created to learn. If that's in the winter, we come up and when the nights are long, and we come up and gamble even when the nights are short, like in the summer, tzarach you have to learn a little bit at night, because you have the pasuk that says you have to learn day and night. And from Tuba of and further on, you have to keep adding on to your learning at night because that's when the nights start getting longer. Bamar Rish Lakish Kalayisim B'Torah B'Layla Chut Shel Chesed Nimshech Halav B'Yoyim A Chut of Chesed goes on him during the day. Shenemar Yoyim Yitzav Hashem Chasta B'Layla Shira Imi. There's going to be a Chesed from Hashem during the day and the night is Shira. Ma Tam Yoyim Yitzav Hashem Chasta. Why Yoyim Yitzav Hashem Chasta? Mishum B'Layla Shira Imi. Meaning, because if you have Shira at night and during the day you're going to have Chesed. V'Yikad Amri Amar Rish Lakish Kalayisim B'Torah B'Yoyim Azeh. Anybody who learns Torah in this world, this is Mamash today's daf, Shehi Daim Laila, which is similar to night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Alav Chut Shel Chesed V'Olam Haba. Hashem will put a Chut Shel Chesed on Olam Haba. Shehu Yoyim, Shenemar Yoyim Yitzav Hashem Chasta V'Laila Shira Imi. When we call Shekein, and for sure, Mishi Yesh L'Choy Kavua L'Umed B'Chol Yoyim, somebody who has a set of time to learn every day. I guess it's not coincidental that we're canceling the shir, unfortunately, for the next week and a half. And the kids are saying that if you have a choy kavua to lumad every day, v'nispatel b'yoyim, and you didn't do it during the day, shu tzarech lahashlim chukah b'layla, you have to finish it at night. I'm assuming the same thing in Kol Shekein, if you have a set limud at night and you couldn't do it, you got to make it up the next day. Meaning you cannot give up. Set times you have for learning cannot be given up. It's really not simple at
So you
all.
could only make it up the next day?
Well, you can make it up that night. I mean, if you didn't do it that day, then you may make it up later, I imagine.
I'm saying I make it up three, I make it up a week later.
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't say. Right? Fine. Bays. Roy law the Bainini Habari Lamai Pasuda. It's Roy for a medium person to be Mamayan in Sudas at night. And the night meal should be lighter than the day meal. Now that's exactly the opposite of the American way. So you're real bizarre about dvarim, and you're going to gain four things. Yishma b'riyu, so it's healthier. And I was actually planning on eating challah right after this, so I'm not so sure that I should do that now. Yeah, nishma b'davar rosh le'yavli de mikrilal. You'll be saved from a bad thing from having a nocturnal emission. Shabbat machas achila gaso dvarim amachavim. It comes from eating a lot. And from things that heat up the body, that his dreams will be calm and meyushuv. When you eat a lot, that's when you have difficult and strange dreams. And you shouldn't have such heavy sleep. Meaning, if you eat a lot, then you're going to have a hard time getting up. And it's enough for a healthy person to sleep 6 hours. And this is obviously depends on the person. And you should be careful that you should not sleep alone in a room at night. And if you are, then you should really keep the door open a little bit. But it doesn't seem like we're makbid on this. You shouldn't sleep in a place that's very hot, and not someplace that's very cold. Gimel. It's right for every Yerushalayim that before he goes to sleep, he should be mafash. He should think about his maisim that he did that day, which is what we call cheshbon hanefesh. And if you find that you did an avera, then you should regret it, and you should what do you call it? Confess with a full heart that you're not going to do this avera anymore. But with prop averus and specifically with the averus that people do, chanifus, that's flattery, shkarim, lying, litzanas, lashon hara. These are the common averus. Tzrichin there you have to mamish check into your whole day to see how bad you were. A person should put into his heart to be meichel any person that did a chet against him. Nobody should get punished because of you. These are the Gemara. Call me shechaver and nena shal yaday. Anybody who gets punished because of him, ain machnis and oisim and mechitzas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. You won't enter into the mechitza of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But yomer gimel pa'amim shri lachol man di yitzaron. And you should say three times, I'm allowing anybody who caused me pain. Okay, these are all printed in the Siddurim by Kriya Shema Lamita. Dalit. Let's say you didn't read the three parshiyos Kriya Shema at night. Azai yom recall agimel parshiyos. Then you should say all three parshiyos b'Kriya Shema shalamita. Meaning, if you daven the early ma'ariv, so then you should say all three parshiyos b'Kriya Shema shalamita. Aval im amaron b'layla. But if you said them at night, ain't a tzarich loymer b'Kriya Shema shalamita ki im b'parsha rishayna b'vad. You only have to say the parsha rishayna, and that's it. And we come welcome the mitzvah and amochar. Yarmulke shalosh parshiyos of mitzvah amochah. You should say all three parshiyos. Mizmure, and then after that, say the psukim of Rachmanis, like it says in Siddurim. Most Siddurim have a maple before Kriya Shema. It's better to say Birchas HaMapel at the end. That your bracha should be close to sleep. This is a big issue. Where, because you're not allowed to talk if you say Amapil. So if the Siddur says Amapil, then you say Tfilah, so then that's a hefsik. So really, the kids are saying to do it later. Mishaburu says, if you do it, if you're going to fall asleep while you're saying it, so then certainly you should say Amapil earlier. And then the actual bracha of Amapil, you should say when you're on your bed. Again, to be reminded to have sick. One of the major questions I get late at night is I said, Amapa, can I text? All right. Before you go to your bed, which I believe you should not. Before you go to sleep, you should go to the mezuzah. You should put your fingers on it. Etc.
Anyone does that?
I never heard of people doing that. Nope. I got to ask the seminary girls if they do that. But I never heard of anybody doing it. After you say the bracha amapa, you can't eat, don't drink, don't talk until you fall asleep. Right? Now, once you fall asleep, then once you sleep for a bit, then you can already talk. If you can't sleep, say Kriya Shema again. Meaning, keep reading Shema over and over again until you can fall asleep. This is like counting sheep. Instead of counting sheep, say these psukim over and over again until you fall asleep. These are also skula from any sort of nocturnal emission. Rachmana litzlan. Utei kavanose b'shena lechazik. What should be your kavana with sleeping? It should be a kavana b'shena lechazik koychay lavoidus koynay, to be mechazik your koyach to lavoidus koynay v'azayin nesheves lelavoidus shemayim, and that's going to be considered like avoidus shemayim. Im tzaruch l'shamish mitase. If somebody has to be together with his wife, lo yomer tkiu lebirchas amapil, then don't say amapil first. Ela acher kach, after they're together, kaidu lechol apachas parasha rishayna. Read Parsha Rishayna, Shal Kriya Shema, Va'omer Birchas HaMapel, and then make Birchas HaMapel. all those that, I mean, sometimes a husband would want to say a birchas hamavil like this, he gets out of talking to his wife. But it's not, if you realize that your wife likes to talk to you at night or whatever it is, and Naftali likes that, yeah, then he should then you should not be making a mapel like Shana Rishayna. No, a mapel. I personally tell guys in camp they should not make a mapel because in camp you never know what's going to be going on. You might have thought you're going to sleep, and then who knows what kind of craziness could be even in dormitories because you don't want to make a bracha and then you have to and then it becomes a bracha of atala. You're not allowed to be mafsik.
Saying Rizal
Okay.
Shem Hashem.
Without Shem Hashem, certainly doesn't hurt to do that. Right? Yeah. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night. Shabbat Matzliach.
Hey, see you
If
next
you know,
week.
you're not.
We're stopping for a week and a half.
You know, you have to be.